So let's review. The Gemara earlier ruled Amar Rav Shtar Haba Hu Ve'edav Alamecha Kasher. A document whose text and signatures were both written on previously erased paper is valid, since the witnesses would only sign on erased paper if the text was also written on the erased section, and so there is no way to change the document. The Gemara explains that we are not concerned Meichik V'chayzer Meichik, he will erase it again and write a new text, because in the day men nimchuk pamachas le'nimchuk shtei pamim, a paper that is erased twice looks different from a paper erased once, and so a forgery would be discernible. However, the Gemara asks, Leichush Dilma, we should suspect that he had erased the place of the signatures twice before the witnesses signed. And as Tesis explains, witnesses do not discern between paper which was erased once or twice. And so, when he subsequently erases and rewrites the text, the entire document will have been erased twice and the paper will appear uniform to Bezin. The Gemara answers, witnesses only sign on erased paper if it was erased in their presence. Therefore, they will not sign if the paper has been erased earlier. The Gemara challenges Rav's ruling. Shtar haba hu ve'edav alamechek kasher, from the following braisa, hu alan yor ve'edav alamechek kasher. If the text of the document is written on a fresh part of the paper, and the signatures are on an erased part, the shtar is valid. The Gemara asks, how can we write such a shtar to begin with? We should be concerned that he will erase the text of the document and write whatever he wants, and we will accept this document in which both the text and the signatures are on erased paper as per Rav's ruling. Gemara answers the kas of Hachi. Such a document is only valid if the witnesses add the following clause. We signed on the erased part of the paper while the text is written on the fresh part. Therefore, if he erases the text, he will invalidate the document. The Gemara clarifies where this clause is added. If they will write this under their signatures, he can simply cut off that piece of the paper. And if they write this above their signatures, he can simply erase that section as well, and the entire document will be erased paper. Therefore, the Gemara explains the kasvi bein sahada l'sahada. They write this disclaimer between their signatures. Therefore, if we find an erased area between the signatures, we will invalidate the document. The Braisa concludes, Hu al amechik ve'edav al anyar pasul. If the document is written on the erased part of the paper and the signatures are on the fresh part, the document is not valid. The Gemara asks, Nichtvu hachi. In this case as well, we should validate the document by having the witnesses add the following clause. Anachna sa'adi chasamna al niyara b'shtara al mechka. We signed on the fresh part while the document was written on the erased part. Therefore, we will know that the text was not erased illegally. The Gemara answers, Meichik Chayzer Meichik. We suspect he might have erased the text a second time, and it is not discernible because Heicha Dechasimi Sahade Amechka in a diamond Nimchik Pamachas and Nimchik Shtei Pam. When the signatures are also on once erased paper, we can tell by comparison whether the text is written on twice erased paper, as the Gemara explained earlier. However, in this case, where the signatures are on fresh paper, we cannot contrast this part of the paper with the other part to determine if the text was erased once or twice. Furthermore, we cannot suggest to contrast it with another paper that is erased once, because every paper erases differently, and we can only contrast different parts of the same paper. Furthermore, we cannot suggest to have Bezin confirm the signatures and then erase them in order to contrast that part with the other part, because paper looks different on the day it is erased than it does the next day. Furthermore, we cannot suggest let the Bezin hold the document until it ages and then compare them, because we're concerned that Bezin will mistakenly compare them before it ages. The Mishnah Daf Kov Samach cites the opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Mekusher shekesavi edim mitoichik kasher, emnei sheyochel asoisei pashat. Although a get mekusher is usually signed on the outside of the document, it is valid when signed on the inside because it can be unfolded and used as a standard document. However, Rebbe refuted this ruling. Ein edema zman nishalzeh l'zman nishalzeh. A get mekusher is dated differently than a standard document, and so it cannot be unfolded and used as a get pashat. The Gemara explains the difference. In the Ged Pashut, when dating the document to the year of the king's reign, Melech Shana Moin Leshana, Shtayim Moin Leshtayim. We write year 1 during the first year of the king's reign, and year 2 during the second year of his reign. However, in the Ged Mekusher, Melech Shana Moin Leshtayim, Shtayim Moin Legimel. We write year 2 during the first year of the king's reign, and year 3 during the second year of his reign. Because kach min hoga shel umazu. This was the local custom, as the Rashbam explains, shema l'chvod ha-melech ha-yaisen. Perhaps this was done to honor the king, as if his reign was firmly established. The Rashbam explains, k'dei los es chumis b'mekush mishum takanas kahanim ha-kabdonin, k'dei ch'lehei noich l'garish nashasein. This was done to deliberately complicate and delay the writing of a get mekusha so that the more easily angered kahanim would not divorce their wives impulsively. However, the Gemara asks that the creditor can take advantage of the date. Zimnin di yazib b'nei zuzi b'mekusha u'mistrami le zuzi b'ni b'ni u'para le. Perhaps someone will borrow money with a get mekusha, which is post-dated 1 year, and then repay the debt within that year, and the creditor may claim irkas lishtara, I lost a document, and kasav litavra. Instead of returning the document, he will write the debtor a receipt. And kimati zamni mashva le pashut, after the year, he will unfold the document and claim it represents another later debt. The Gemara answers in kais vin shaver. Reb Chanina holds the borrower does not have to accept the receipt, and so he only repays the debt if he receives the loan document in return. The Gemara records an incident, Hahu Mekusher de Aslik Hamed de Rebbe. Rebbe saw a get Mekusher, and he disapproved of it. As Rashbam explains, Bertzayne lohoye ois Mekusher lefisha ta'imbay. He preferred that this format not be used, since it was prone to mistakes. Whereupon his son Reb Shimon told him, Lava no kesavte, Rebbe Yehuda Chayte kasve. I did not write it, Rebbe Yehuda Chayte wrote it. And Rebbe replied, Klach meloshen hara hazeh. Desist from speaking loshen hara, as the Rashbam explains, Hoye locha loymer ani lekesavtev. He should only have said, I did not write it. In a similar incident, Rebbe commented on the Sefer Tehillim, Kama miyushuk savze, what a beautiful handwriting. Whereupon Reb Shimon told him, Lava noka savte, Yehuda Chayte kasve. I did not write it, Reb Yehuda Chayte wrote it. And Rebbe told him, Klach meloshen hara hazeh. Desist from speaking loshen hara. Although this was a compliment, the Gemara explains, Lo eil ma yisaba adam mitabasa shechaveroi, shemitich tevasa yiboli de ruasa. One should not speak excessively of someone's praises, because this easily leads to speaking of his faults. A related memra, Shalosh Averis Ein Odom Nitzel Mehen B'chol Yom. Most people transgress these three sins every day. Hiru Avera, sinful thoughts. Iyun Tefillah, thinking one's prayers deserve to be answered. And Avak Lashon Hara, speech with negative connotations. A similar memra, Reiv Begezel, most people justify ways of benefiting illicitly from another's money. Miyut Barayas, a minority of people are involved in illicit relationships. And Hakol Babak Lashon Hara, nearly everyone engages in speech with negative connotations.